introducing themselves, starting to my immediate left, which is a member of a program called Youth and Governance. The gentleman in his red shirt is Youth and Governance is a program that we've been running for 8 or 9 years, and we solicit people, young people from the various high schools throughout the county, if they would like to participate in our committees. We only have room for 12, and I think we had over 100 nominees for this year. We interviewed 24, and we selected 12, and Michael is one of the 12 that is sitting on this committee. This is his second meeting. So, Michael, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Michael Hurdle. I will be a junior at the Bedside Academy for a day trial.
I'm Supervisor Greg Retzloff, representing the Summers area.
Supervisor Aaron Decker, representing District 22.
And I'm Doug Noble, and I represent a portion of Pleasant Prairie.
My name is Ben Fuelcorn. I'm a senior land use planner for the Kenosha County Department of Planning and Development.
I'm Supervisor Skolitsky for District 19, which is Summers, Paris, Brighton, Hartford.
April Webb, Administrative Secretary for the Planning Department.
Okay, for some of you that may not have been to a public hearing before, Ben will read the item on the agenda, and then we'll ask the petitioner to come forward to one of the two microphones to state the purpose for what they're going to do with this petition. And after the committee members, as well as Youth and Governance, have the opportunity to ask questions of the petitioner, once those questions are asked, and I'll ask for members of the citizens of whether or not they want to say something in favor of the petition. I'll ask for that twice. Then I'll ask if there's anybody here that would like to speak against the petition, and I'll ask for that twice. After we've heard that, we'll ask for a recommendation from the town. Committee members, once again, the public hearing portion of it is over for that particular item, and the committee members still can ask questions of the petitioner or of clarifications from staff and so on. We did have a work session today, so some of the questions that we had for clarification have been answered. So just so you know, it's, we have had a visitation to these items earlier. So with that, then we'll have a motion and we'll vote on it. So with that, Ben, you want to begin with the first item whether or not we at the publications paper?
Yes, let it be known that this meeting was posted as a Class 2 notice in the Kenosha newspaper pursuant to law on June 25th and June 30th of this year. Beginning with item number 1, reads as follows. Lance A. and Deborah A. Platts, 39005 60th Street, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105, owner, requesting a rezoning from A2 General Agricultural District to A2 General Agricultural District and R2 Suburban Single Family Residential District on tax parcel number 95-4-119-052-0322, located in the northwest quarter of Section 5, Township 1 North, Range 19 East, Town of Wheatland.
Said that the remaining lot, the A2, is still going to have it be 10 acres?
That's correct. So it meets the A2 requirements.
Right. Okay.
Sure.
Supervisor Wessel.
Thank you. Quite narrow.
It is narrow. It does meet the requirements for the frontage, but it is a narrow lot.
For how much?
It'd be zoned R2, so all you can do is go to home by, and I guess you can go to home by if you want.
I have a question. Would this at all match the comprehensive plan that we have of Ocean County?
It does, so it is that area, well, over that, the group said it does fall into that comprehensive plan.
Would you agree with that then?
Yes, that's true. This area on the land use plan is slated for suburban density residential, which is consistent with the R2 zoning classification.
Any other questions? Now, if there's anybody here in attendance that would like to speak in favor of this petition? Anybody in favor? Is there anybody here tonight that is opposed to this petition? Anybody want to speak against? Seeing no citizens' comments, Ben, what's the recommendation from the town?
The town of Wheatland approved the request of Lance A. and Deborah A. Platts for a rezoning action at their town board meeting of June 29th, 2015. This was per a confirmation letter on file dated July 7th, 2015 from Sheila M. Siegler, clerk with the town of Wheatland.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Stavisky to approve the rezoning. On the question, anybody last chance for questions? Seeing none, youth and governance?
Aye.
Members of the committee, how do you vote? If you're in favor, aye. Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay. Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It will actually not be finalized until it goes before the county board.
Do I have to go to that meeting? Okay, and that's, when is that, the 21st?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah, but when's the county board meeting?
No, they don't have
when's to. When's the county board
meeting? Oh, July 21st.
Yes, you're right, July 21st.
Thank you.
Yep. Next item.
Item number two reads as follows, Salem Business Park, LLC, 5500 6th Avenue, Suite 200, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53140, owner, requesting a planned unit development overlay district, PUD, on property zone VP1, Business Park District, and C1, Lowland Resource Conservancy District, on tax parcel number 66-4-120-274-0125, located in the east half of Section 27, Township 1 North, Range 20 East, Town of Salem.
Right, so we Town of Salem, and Development Board here.
Heather Westby, Vice President of the for Economic Development for the Kenosha Area Business Alliance, and the petitioner for the zoning change, representing Salem Business Park, LLC.
Okay. Why don't you just give us a quick rundown of what the PUD is and what your plan is?
Basically, the rezoning is to correct the C1 areas to the wetland study that was completed, and then to add the PUD overlay on top of the current EP zoning.
Okay. Any questions from the committee?
Mm-hmm.
Question?
Yes. What does a PUD do exactly?
I can handle that.
Yeah. Thanks.
Planned Unit Development Overlay District is basically an overlay zoning district classification that sits on top of the business park zoning that's already on the property. PUD overlay districts can only be granted to properties that meet minimum development tract acreages, so they usually tend to, you know, be for larger tracts of property, such as industrial parks or larger residential or multifamily developments. One of the biggest pros for developers in using the PUD overlay is that they have an option to basically devise their own set of rules and ask for deviations from some of the basic guidelines represented in our zoning ordinance.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions from the committee? All right, seeing none, is there anybody here in attendance that would like to speak in favor of this petition? Anybody in favor? Seeing none, is there anybody here that is opposed to this petition? Would you please come forward? You may have to turn that mic on and state your name and your address for the record. There you go.
My name is Mark Kranz. I live at 24801 Wilmot Road, right across the street from here. This road is already busy like crazy. And then you're going to put an industrial park right across the street. And the noise is already tremendous, you know, from the traffic. And where are you going to put the entrance to the place?
Ben?
Well, we'll be in the C1 area.
What you see here is the secondary application item that goes with this agenda item. This is a certified survey map that shows the dedication of a public right-of-way and an additional entrance onto 116th Street.
That 254th Court entrance is already there, correct?
There's a gravel pit right there, yeah, gravel driveway. Right there it's going to be, right across the street.
254th Court is an existing road.
Excuse me?
254th Court is an existing road.
Stops right there. Shows you. It goes to there.
Yeah. Right. It's not a gravel road, is it?
It's paved.
It's a paved road.
Yeah.
There's a turnaround right over across the street.
There'll be an additional road cut into Highway C right here.
You know where this turnaround thing is talking about is?
There'll be probably a temporary T turnaround at the northern perimeter.
I think he's talking about an existing turnaround, aren't you?
Yeah, there's a little like
there's a gravel drive.
Yeah.
But I think they used to have a mobile home display for the mobile home park that's behind it. And that is not.
Is that enough?
You can see it right here on the air photo. This is a gravel drive, I'm assuming you're talking about.
Yeah.
And you live in one of these residences right here?
Yeah, right there.
So the gravel drive lines up with the proposed additional entrance.
Right.
In case you know the next one, Bill.
Ben, can you show them where the road goes in on that other map?
My main concern is the traffic noise already, you know.
Looks like the road will access right about here, based on the certified survey map.
Well, I'm going to get through the, so we don't have the exchange going. So that's your main concern. We'll pursue that question then after we get done with the public hearing portion. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other? I don't see anybody else. So I see one person. If there's anybody else that would like to speak against this petition. No others, then Ben, to continue on, you were going to make an explanation. That closes the public hearing portion. You're going to make an explanation on something.
Well, I was just going to comment that the businesses that would be in there while they're, you know, going to be
supervisor Decker.
The anticipated businesses are not retail, so they don't expect foot traffic at a retail location. It's mostly people coming, parking, working for the day, and then leaving at a normal schedule, correct?
That's true about the people that work there, but there is going to be some trucks going in and out because they're going to be transporting product in and out. But not retail, right? So it's not like going in and out every 2 minutes kind of thing. There'll be trucks coming into unloading things, and then there'll be some trucks leaving, and then there'll be your normal employees that work, you know, at these places of business in the future. Thank you.
Are you envisioning having to, you know, have like a turn lanes or additional turn lanes or anything for the trucks to get into the?
So we made it that the truck entrances, we require them to be on the opposite side of the employee entrances and so not visible to the roadways. The developments, for the most part, there's a couple of tricky areas where the road curves and it's hard to see where the back of a building would be, but they would be required to have large enough parking areas where the trucks could turn around and exit safely and not merge with employees coming into there and buffered from the front of the entrances of the buildings, and for aesthetic purposes and for safety.
I was thinking more out on Highway C. You're going to have like a turn, like a lane right to pull over on, you know, so that. Or is it just going to be as it is?
Right turn lane.
Yeah, like it.
It's most likely that the highway department will require a deceleration and acceleration taper with the entrances on Highway C, given the kind of traffic you guys would anticipate and the type of vehicles you would anticipate. I would think it'd be standard practice for a highway engineer to say there's got to be taper improvements to Highway C for those access points.
Yeah,
I would think so. It's already handled there to allow for.
I can't hear you.
I would agree with that. That I would would require that acceleration deceleration lane. There's an already adequate runway here on Highway C. That's why it's not shown on CSM as additional.
Yeah. And a CSM isn't meant to show anticipated or, you know, projected roads, road top infrastructure. It's just showing right of way width and tapers, you know, the actual shoulder tapers are usually built within the existing road right of way. You don't go out and get additional road right-of-way width for a taper. Most of our highway improvements, the physical blacktop improvements, you know, only 40 feet, 50 feet wide, but the actual highway right-of-way is much wider than that.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee? Any recommendations from the town?
The Town of Salem approved the request of the Salem Business Park LLC for a rezoning action at their town board meeting of June 29th, 2015 on a Faber and Coulat motion. The motion carried.
Okay. We have a motion.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Skolitsky to rezoning. One last opportunity. Any questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Skolitsky.
It has to do with the frontage on both of these parcels along Highway C. You mentioned about some landscape. Is the intent to perhaps even have a bit of a berm? Or is it just strictly kind of bush and tree coverage?
I know in the upper left-hand corner where there's residential, that there is a plan for burning. And then wherever there's residential abutting, the business part is where there would be burning. And then businesses have berms, and then when they use berms, we have certain standards that they have to do to make sure that they're high enough to actually be a true buffer. So I guess I can't answer the right way. County Highway C, if we're requiring a buffer.
Yeah, my only question is, this is not heavy industrial, okay? This is
not
business park.
Industrial.
And so the noise from businesses is going to be minimal, if any. You probably couldn't tell they're there. However, when you see these residents along C on the opposite side, on what would be considered the south side, we ought to at least be cognizant of the fact with trucks coming and going, it will not be a parade, but they will be coming as part of business, that, you know, anywhere we can minimize noise would be advantageous within the park, right? As far as this development adding to the volume of traffic we're seeing at C, it's not going to really add a whole lot. There's just a lot on C. It's one of those thoroughfares that has grown over time because there's not a lot of other options going that direction.
I agree. I think it's going to be 8 to 10 businesses that you're going to see and on this particular piece of land, and I already know that County Highway C is a major road for people to kind of go to our other industrial parks in Kenosha County to work.
Okay, thank you. I think one of the big things here is that we've got to look at it from perspective of the development of this park will help diversify the tax base, which should help the residents lower their property taxes, not immediately, but over time. And that's one of the benefits that homeowners need to keep in mind, too. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right. We have a motion on the floor. Any other questions? Starting, if you're in favor, say aye. Starting with Youth and Governance.
Aye.
Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Moving on to item number 3 on tonight's agenda reads as follows. Town of Salem, P.O. Box 443, Salem, Wisconsin, 53168. Owner, Salem Business Park, LLC, 5500 6th Avenue, Suite 200, Kenosha, Wisconsin, 53140. Agent, requesting a rezoning from BP1 Business Park District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District to BP1 Business Park District and C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District with a planned unit development overlay on tax parcel number 66-4-120-271-0400, located in the east half of section 27, township 1 north, range 19 east, town of Salem.
This is to rezone the adjacent property to the property that you just rezoned, and it is the second half of the CSM that is the next agenda item. It's again correcting the C1 portion of the property and adding the UD overlay to existing DD zoning.
Okay. Questions from the committee?
Mr. Chairman?
Petitioner?
And this just has to do, just kind of, not a question, but more or less a comment to the, or commentary in addition to what I was previously saying with the gentleman that just was here. This parcel actually is more of concern probably for him because of the proximity of his home. We need to be cognizant of the residents that were there long before this industrial park of trying to, you know, not be too intrusive, right? You know, look out your window into the back of a warehouse or a box building. So if you guys, and it sounds like you've got a bit of a plan, if you can keep that, I think that we can go a lot more harmonious in our coexistence here. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions before I ask for a public opinion? All right, seeing none, is there anybody here that is, this is a separate parcel, is there anybody here that is wants to speak in favor of this petition? Anybody in favor? Is there anybody that would like to speak against this petition? Anybody here who wants to speak against? Seeing no one, then the public hearing portion is closed. Any other questions from the committee?
I'm Mr. Chairman, I don't have a question, but I just want to speak to the resident that came. I want you to rest assured that we're cognizant of your concerns and the other concerns of the neighbors that didn't come out here. We do keep track of how these developments are put together, and that makes you sure that whether it's a business or business park development, follows through on the commitments to the residents there so that it doesn't cause controversy or upheaval on one side or the other. We want to make sure that we live up to, you know, our expectations on both sides. So we did hear you. However, I will say this. This is a good thing for your area. It will be a benefit to your long-term property tax costs over time, because as these businesses come in, it's a good thing to diversify that. I live in Summers myself. I wish we had a little bit more of it. So rest assured, we hear you. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions from the committee? Excuse me?
Were you present at this meeting at the sale of Tommy and Mrs. Corner?
Yes.
Were there any citizens' comments?
There were no citizen comments at that meeting.
Okay. Any other questions? Seeing none, then the motion would be in order.
The town of Salem approved the request of the town of Salem for a rezoning at their town board meeting of June 29th, 2015 on a Faber-Campion motion. The motion carried.
I make a motion to approve the rezoning as submitted.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Skoliski, second by Supervisor Decker to approve the rezoning as submitted. Any questions? Last chance for questions. Okay, if you're in favor, starting with using government, say aye.
Aye.
If you're in favor, committee?
Aye.
Say aye.
Aye.
All right. If you're opposed, nay. Motion carries. Then we have certified surveys.
Correct. Yeah, two. Item number four is certified survey maps. We have two certified survey maps up for approval tonight, conditional approval. The first is a certified survey map for the joint venture on the property owned by Salem Business Park LLC and the town of Salem. We touched on this previously. This is a certified survey map which will effectively divide two properties into three tax key parcel numbers, as well as dedicate a public right-of-way. The second certified survey map is a petition by the Klemstein property to divide an approximately 24-acre piece of property located on the northeast corner of Highway K and Highway NN in the township of Brighton into two approximately 12-acre lots.
Separately,
yeah. And the applicants have been provided a set of conditions of approval.
Seeing you're here, you've read them, the conditions, and they're acceptable.
We don't usually ask them to see us, so it's just not conditional use permits.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
We make a motion to approve the certified survey map for. Kenosha, or Salem Business Park LLC, Salem Business Park LLC, and Town of Salem, with the conditions listed on the map.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Skoliski to accept the certified survey. On the question?
I have a question. Just curious on the timing. This would be a common thing to do. Because Cobb purchased this 8 months ago.
No, Cobb only closed on this a few weeks ago.
Is that right?
Not even, I believe, yeah. It was just published in the business journal.
Here's just a curiosity question. Why would this be done after purchasing?
Why would this be done after?
What happens if it wasn't approved? What happens if the problems happen? I mean, wasn't this a purchase subject to this being approved?
Do you close down the site?
We closed on the Simon property. We didn't close yet on the town of Salem's property. We closed on 40 acres. But we did sign a development agreement. I can't recall if that's one of the contingency items, but that's why we held off on closing all of it until this particular time. And we're set to close on the Salem property in the next few weeks. So, in essence, we did wait to close on the Salem portion of the property. I guess we waited until all of the approvals came through to this point. If we didn't close on certified survey map, is we would own 40 acres of land without prospect of building a business park. Well, it could be if that's not the sufficient route for our developer.
Okay.
Do you have something to say about that?
Sure. I would argue they're almost, I wouldn't say entitled, but you know, business park zoning is recognized on a publicly adopted land use plan. So the BP1 zoning that was granted a few months ago was, you know, going to happen, in my opinion. The certified survey map is, to me, a necessary tool in order to get a public right-of-way into such a large piece of property in order to develop it at the densities typical of a business park. I don't think the public highway or our public works department would be in favor of not approving a CSM with a roadway infrastructure contained with it, because we'd be then expecting all these business park properties to have direct access to County Trunk Highway C, which is a major thoroughfare east to west in our county. So,
but okay, from the commitment, who purchased the land?
Right, we're purchasing and going to own the land with the intention of building a business park.
Right. Did Cava take all the
loans? No.
Paid cash
for everything.
Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? All right. All those in favor, starting with using governance, say aye.
Aye.
Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay?
Aye.
All right, thank you. And then the motion for the other certified survey?
I make a motion to approve the certified survey map for Flex Time the third.
Can I have a second?
Oh, second. I'm sorry.
Okay, motion by Supervisor Decker to approve the second. Certified survey map, second by Supervisor Skolinski. On the question? Now, if you're in favor, you're starting with using governance, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Nay. Motion approved unanimously.
Any other?
We have approval of the minutes. The minutes were sent out via email. Motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second.
Motion by Supervisor Skolinski to approve, seconded by Supervisor Retzla. No additions or corrections. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Everybody's in favor. And citizens' comments? Seeing no citizens' comments. Any other business, Ben?
Ben, do you want to introduce Janine to the committee?
Oh, sure. Everyone, this is Janine Dreyer. She's our new hire. She's working predominantly for the UW Extension Office, but she's also helping with planning development on some of our more mundane tasks.
And committee packets.
And committee packets. That's not
important.
What I meant by the mundane tasks. I meant scanning.
She's got to deal with the supervisor.
You got no choice. You got to do it.
Yeah. So very nice. I met her today or yesterday. Janine, say hi.
Hello.
All right.
Hello.
Welcome. Any other announcements from the
That's it, then.
Director?
That's all. I have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make
it. Oh, you got something else?
Yeah, I knew you had something.
Our August 12th PDEC meeting is lined up to have 8 new items, 3 comprehensive land use plan amendments, 4 rezonings, and a conditional use.
We're ready.
You've been busy, buddy.
All right, a motion to adjourn?
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Skoliski to adjourn, second by Supervisor Decker. All those in favor of adjournment, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.